This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let A show you how.
Get it on, got to get it on. Oh, yeah. Stromer in a jolly mood.
You're just like bubbling with enthusiasm. I'll tell you why, because I got rear-ended.
T-boned by a teenager.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, it hurts, dude.
By the way, your truck out there looks like the Blues Brothers mobile.
It won't die.
At the end of the movie.
It can't die, this thing.
It's crazy.
Oh, no, it is.
Wow.
You noticed it even more. That's the one.
We're looking at the BMW. Now, describe the picture.
It's a black BMW, and it, you know, the whole front left side of it is fucking total, dude.
Looks like a 3 Series.
Yes. It was a 3 Series. Now it's a 1 Series.
What the hell? They do have a 1 Series. It's actually nice.
No, it's a 0 Series then. But like Adam.
Yes.
That is not a slow impact, is it?
We're looking at the front of a BMW 3 Series. Newish.
Newish.
Sadly, there's a Christmas ornament that was undamaged hanging from the front of the grill.
It survived.
There is a... Now, it's not a glass Christmas ornament, that wouldn't have made it, but there is a sort of,
it looks like it's maybe cardboardish.
It's 5-6 inches around. Yeah. It's hanging from the front and seems to have missed the damage.
Somehow it worked.
You know what? This is a spirit of Christmas to me, because the license plate got nailed.
Yeah.
The whole left side is caved in. But yet the Christmas ornament remains.
Somehow, like a beacon in the night.
It's a very interesting, you know, after 9/11, when the Twin Towers went down, there was two pieces of steel, two big I-beams, and they formed a cross.
Old Glory.
And that meant something to a lot of people. And this, to me, is, hold on, this is bigger, symbolically,
it is,
than that. That affected a handful of New Yorkers. This transcends
on an open fire.
Not since Elf on a Shelf has this podcaster been so moved and rejuvenated.
That's right. The spirit of Christmas lives on.
It lives on through
my neck and shoulder pain.
And I want to say this. I hear them pulling Christmas songs left and right.
Yes.
Changing the name of the Christmas party to a holiday party. This says to me, Christmas is back.
And with a vengeance, a violent vengeance, if you will.
Wow, hit hard. So,
you know, a 16-year-old kid, girl,
mm-hmm.
gets out crying. She's panicked. She's freaking out. Calls her dad immediately.
Mm-hmm.
He's immediately trying to, you know, please don't run through insurance. Like, he's doing that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can't turn to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wave with the right arm right now. It hurts a little bit.
You got hit hard.
I got hit hard.
And yet you're still here podcasting.
That's another spirit of Christmas thing. That's a miracle of baby Jesus right there. Am I right or am I wrong?
Airbag deployed.
Airbag deployed.
Short gal.
Seat's a little forward, but she's got her adapter for the iPhone, so she can get in there and really text as she's driving.
Cars. Look, let me just say this.
Yeah.
As long as there's very short 16-year-old girls driving cars with their cell phones and texting, there's going to need to be the automatic brake application in every car.
Yeah.
Most cars or many new cars have it, but many cars that are a few years old obviously don't.
Clearly,
this car is probably a few years old.
Yes, it is.
I got to say, if I was thinking about getting a car for my kids, that would be one of the number one things I focused on, that you're texting, you're coming up on traffic, and it pulls the brake pedal out of your foot.
I think you're right.
All right, let me tell you about Craftsman. Over at Lowe's, the new home for Craftsman. I'm so happy, Craftsman. found a new home, and I'm so glad that home is Lowe's. They have the V20 cordless power tool lineup. One battery system works on multiple products, 2, 4, 6, and 8 tool combo kits. Available with a 2-amp high-capacity lithium battery that works with all tools in their V20 lineup. Runtime, well, you need it, and you need the power you deserve right through that run cycle. V20 brushless tools. Well, the ones that are available, they have the Max brushless drill. They have the impact driver. I look at impact drivers and I go, where have you been all my life?
Yeah,
I
it goes love right impact in when you drivers. Screw things, you know?
You guys need impact drivers. The hammer drill. Hammer drill, it's a V20 Max hammer drill. These things used to be $800 and you right. could only get them from the Bosch guy who right. came by in the van. Now it's there, proudly made in the U.S. of A. The latest Craftsman product updates, you can visit Lowe's.com/Ace. It is Lowe's. It is Craftsman. What a combination. All right, so you're smarting because you got hit hard.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I feel sorry for the gal because she's scared, and I had empathy. But at the same time, now I can't turn to the right for the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
I can turn to the left, though. Thank God I'm sitting on this side.
Mm-hmm. So the neck's
a little sore.
Thank God you're driving a full-size pickup
well,
truck.
Well, that's right. Listen, there's no question that, you know, for once, an accident wasn't my fault, and mm-hmm. I'm very blessed to have that big vehicle under me.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Now, she didn't recognize you, right? She wasn't like, oh, you're from Home and Garden. Eric Stromer from While You Were Gay. That home improvement show from the 90s.
That's right. It's not While You Were Gay. It's If You Might Still Be Gay.
If You Might Still Be Gay on Home and Garden. We take a gay couple.
And make them gayer.
And make them gayer. By renovating a cottage.
With pastels.
Oh, come on. You crossed a line.
So you know my sensibility as a human being. Do you realize the feeling of having that kind of show in my life, trying to not just start screaming and pulling my clothes off and just hitting stuff with hammers? Like, I can't believe I have to do this in this buttoned up fashion.
Mm.
It was not easy.
I get it.
It was not easy.
What are you working on now? You still on the studio?
Yeah. You've got it. Another one. No, actually, a second one now. Now it's a Japanese record label in Hollywood
mm-hmm.
that are bringing in the big guns from the K-pop world to create some new hot tracks right there on the corner of Hollywood and Dreams, right?
Yeah.
And I'm putting the panels in, making it right for them.
I just had a funny thing that Gary and Matt got to experience, a little slice of Welcome to My World, which is... I ordered some porcelain tile, right?
Yeah.
So I had this situation. I was doing my kitchen floor.
Yeah.
So the floor, I got a new kitchen, and it's super long.
Yeah.
And it's got this, like, huge island in the middle of it. It's kind of weirdly shaped. And it's one of these things. It's like it's nearly – it's shaped like a P. If you looked at it, if you laid it down, the big island in the middle kind of comes around, kind of stem. Literally, well, not literally, but very difficult to figure out the square footage of this thing because it's long, it's thin, it wraps around, and then it has this huge island in the middle. Like, obviously, the easiest square footage to figure out is it's 10 foot by 10 foot. There you go.
Right.
But this is like 22 feet long, but then it's 5 foot wide, and then it turns this corner, and then there's a big 5 foot by 9 foot island in the middle. Just hard to figure.
Was that it?
Showing a picture of it to Stromer right now.
Wow.
So I'm doing the floor, and you can't figure out the goddamn square footage.
Is that parquet on the floor?
I order, it's cork, and it's gone. So. Oh. Okay. Do not shed a tear.
Sorry, I don't care.
So thank you, Gary. So I order it, and I order the white tile.
Yeah.
And as I order my 200 square feet, I'm driving out of the place, and I go, I feel like I'm coming up just a little bit short. Just a little bit short. There's like 6 tiles. They're 1 by 2 foot in the box. And so I call the place back. I speak to the saleswoman, and I say, This is a new, there's a new fucking world order we're living in. And I look at Matt because Matt would like to be rich and successful. I am telling you, do not bother. Because when you call the tile place.
On my way, boss.
Oh, no, you're well down the road. But I like to give you a booster shot every 20 mile marker. You know what I mean?
I'm aware.
So far, unnecessary, yeah. But I still give the booster shot.
Yeah, you do.
So. We're living in a world where when you say to the person that you just bought $1,300 worth of tile from, hey, go ahead and tack two more boxes onto the order. I'll come and pick them up. And they go, okay, how are you going to pay for that? And I go, I'll just like come in when I pick them up. And yeah, no, you got to pay for that in advance. And you're like, I just ordered $1,300 worth of the same tile. Throw two more boxes on. I just ordered. Yeah.
No trust.
I ordered 17 boxes. Could you just put two more boxes? Yeah, you got to pay for that. And it's like, I'll pay for it when I pick it up. Yeah, no. All we do is sell tile and flooring, but we don't want to get stuck with two boxes.
Right.
And I'm like, how is it that you'll get stuck with two boxes if you are a 10,000 square foot tile emporium? Well, they don't come from here. They're shipped out from our Lita and our main factory. And then if they come here and you don't, what do you think I do? Just order $1,300 worth of fucking boxes. And then as a goof, when I'm driving home, I order two more boxes that I never pick up. And I'm going to Mexico. I'm going to start a new life. That's yeah. how I work. Yeah. Or, and also, what is, let's just say the worst of all case scenarios. You get stuck with two boxes of your product.
That's one square foot of space.
What the fuck? So it's actually two square foot of space. So I order the two boxes, or so I think I do. Then she says, like, oh, they'll be ready on Monday or whatever. And then I go, okay. And then on Monday, I send my guy, Amy. I'm like, well, go get the two boxes. Call her first. Make sure they're there. And then they call her, and she's like, yeah, we didn't order those. And I'm like, but why not? Like, you didn't pay for them. And I'm like,
oh, my God. Okay. Really?
So order the two boxes and pay for the two boxes. So I tell Matt, tell Emmy, call her back, just pay for the two boxes, get them ordered, pick them up. A couple days goes by. By the way, tile guy comes and puts it down, two boxes short. Like dead on, just yeah, bang exactly. on, bang on.
Of course,
two boxes short. Then I say, Emmy. He goes, picks him up. Blah blah blah. The guy's a calorie burner, which I like. Although I have a van here, he could have just used a van. And
his name's Amy.
Emmy.
That's my wife's name.
It's Emmy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
No, wait.
He keeps going back and forth.
Is he
to Vegas.
A bearded guy?
Yeah. Beard. So I get to the shop, and there's four boxes of tile piled up.
Yeah.
Expensive tile piled up. And I say, Emmy, what's with the four boxes? I ordered two boxes. He said, yeah, well, you ordered the two, and then Matt said, order two boxes.
No.
And I said, yeah, order the two that never arrived.
And now you, like, have, to no, pay, said, now you have to pay restocking fees. That's the next thing, right?
Well, it gets better because – whoever's bringing them back to the tile place is theoretically not doing it on a Sunday. That's the world we live in, everybody.
Ay, ay, ay.
But the new tile looks pretty damn amazing.
Speaking of tile, can I talk to you about some Tommy John?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why not? Who's holidays wearing? Are fast approaching.
I'm wearing them right now.
Things are about to get uncomfortable. That's right. Crazy travel schedules, awkward family gatherings. Now is not the time for nutcrackers or wedgies. Keep in mind, speaking of awkward family gatherings, my mother-in-law is in town. Just so you know, I know you're excited to see her, aren't you?
She loves you.
She loves him. She does. Tommy John, the perfect gift, especially for guys who constantly adjust. No wedgie guarantee. Comfortable, stay-put waistbands and luxuriously soft, feather-light, moisture-wicking, breathable fabrics. No bunching and no riding up. That's right. Do you have them on? You said you did, right? Let me see the waistband there. Yeah, this is my chance to get a look at his pubes every show.
Tommy John, right here.
I don't go any other direction.
No, of course not. So guess what? There's a limited edition holiday gift. There's something for everyone on your list. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. Matt?
Give the gift of mind-blowing comfort this holiday season with limited edition holiday gifts from Tommy John. Save 20% on your first order at TommyJohn.com/Adam. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off.
Justin from Nashville.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man. Got a question?
I do. So I've got an electrical question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting in a backsplash. It's my birthday, by the way.
Hey, happy birthday. Are you a Pisces?
Say what?
Are you a Pisces?
Sagittarius, I think.
Oh, yeah. I knew it.
Yeah, I felt it.
I felt that.
Felt the aura. Felt the aura in my groinal region.
Oh, yeah, I knew it. I like whenever you talk to a dumb chick who knows your sign, she always asks you what your sign is first, and then she goes,
"Yeah,
oh, I knew it." It's like, oh, hey, bitch, wait, if you know it, why
guess
don't you
what
fucking
I am.
Say
guess
it
what
then?
My sign is. Let's see how.
You're Pisces.
Duh, no.
Is that shit even
what are
believable?
You? What?
Taurus, Libra, rising, Cancer, Moon. Duh.
I knew it. That's why I said Pisces. Like, ask me what size shoe you wear.
What size shoe do I wear?
4?
No.
What size?
13.
I knew it.
God, you're good with the ladies.
I'm good. Ask me how old you are.
How old am I?
19?
Nope. 57.
I knew it. I totally knew it.
Yeah.
I wish you hadn't said it. I was about to yell it out.
Because it's so amazing how you read my mind.
Ask me how tall you are.
How tall am I?
9 foot?
That's right.
I knew it. Justin?
Hey, man.
Is today your birthday?
Yes.
I knew it.
Me too. I knew it.
I knew that. What's going on?
So I'm putting in... you know, backsplash and redoing the kitchen a little bit. And I am, I'm putting in some outlets and a switch to do, you know, under lighting on the cabinets.
Uh-huh.
And I'm jumping off of a 2-pole light, and then that connects to an outlet that my fridge is plugged into.
Mm.
So I'm jumping off of that outlet and putting an outlet and then a switch for just one under cabinet light.
Yeah,
but I've got it wired up, and I keep blowing the breaker every time I turn it on.
Well, here's the problem, or maybe the problem. The fridge is a big draw. You know, you gotta worry about those items that are sort of big ticket draws, like an electric dryer, clothes dryer is a big draw, fridge is a big draw, air conditioning unit, you know, big draw.
Yeah,
you know, there's sort of, yeah, there's sort of big draw units. And so in terms of what you're piggybacking off of, if you're piggybacking off of an outlet or you want to do some low-vo lighting or something, and you grab something that's a low draw, that's a much easier place to piggyback off of. If you're piggybacking off of an outlet that has like a big microwave plugged into it, then every time you turn on the microwave right. and turn on the under cabinet lighting or whatever, it'll pop the breaker. So I think, I'm not an electrician, I know a little something about it, but I think pulling off the fridge outlet is a tough putt. Is there any other outlets in the kitchen that you could pull off of, like not the garbage disposal, not the fridge, not the microwave, but just an outlet you could pull off of that wouldn't have that draw?
Maybe on the other side of the wall in the dining room, I could probably get through to the other side and jump off of something over there.
Are you using Romex or VX? Is it VX or BX? I can never remember.
BX, I think.
BX. Are you using Romex?
The wiring?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just I picked up some white interior wiring.
That's probably Romex.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, you're not running conduit. You're not running flex. You're not doing.
No.
Gary, is it BX? I always ask.
B as in boy.
Yeah. Which is basically BX is conduit, flex conduit that's pre-wired. You don't pull it. It's kind of good. Okay,
it's kind of cool stuff.
Kind of heavy duty.
Yeah.
It says here, also known as armor-clad or flexible metal conduit cable.
Yeah, Gary. But you don't need it. Got a lot of hot carborundum talk on the internet.
Yeah, we did.
Night.
We went. It blew up. It was cray cray.
Yeah. I mean, normally we talk about it anyway around the Corolla
house. Of course,
house.
Well, we do too. The Stromers use that as a Christmas carol.
Decorate.
Carborundum.
So, Justin, find an outlet that doesn't have such a burden on it. Yes?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That'll work. I was going to put in a bigger breaker, but it sounds like I just need to go a different direction completely.
Well, how many amps is the fridge? 15, 20?
15, I believe.
Yeah, I don't think that, again, like I'm not an electrician, but I don't think putting in a bigger amp is the safest way to go. It's just basically like saying it's harder to pop this thing, but that thing's made to pop when it's overloaded. And I don't know that that's a good – I don't know that that's a sound strategy for safety.
That's right. Yeah, I agree.
But I do think finding an outlet that doesn't have a draw on it will work. Now, understand that when you do want to use that outlet, so you find another outlet that doesn't – it's not hooked up to the refrigerator.
Right.
And you want to do – you're under cabinet lining, whatever you want to do. It's fine. But understand that if you plug a vacuum cleaner into that and fire up the vacuum cleaner
time,
and then walk up and turn the lights on, you may blow the breaker again. That's just how that works. I grew up in my room, the breaker box and the meter,
right
the
by
electric
your head.
Meter, is in my bedroom.
That's awesome. That's hot.
It's hot.
Maybe that's why you're in the airwaves, the media world, with the transmission of signal, because that's what makes you thrive.
Oh, it's like Spider-Man.
Yeah, superpowers. You were bit by the electric bug early.
Sleeping on an army cot
with EMF
on a service
with EMF
porch.
Radiation coursing into your head.
It's given me my superpowers.
Yes.
The power of deductive reasoning.
Yes, and hypervigilance. That's a super spidey power, friend.
I'm on to this. What are you? You're a Sagittarius?
I'm a Taurus, Libra, rising, Cancer, Moon.
I knew it.
I knew you knew it. I knew you knew it.
I knew you were on to something.
We got to get you a suit, man. A stretchy suit with a cod piece. Huh?
Yeah. Well, no, I have a cod piece.
Just bring the fabric then. Let's get you going.
The cod piece is in the car.
Okay, let's get it now.
Yeah, that's on the... That's
you often drive just in the cod piece, don't you?
Well, some people... You ever see people that put like... the graduation tassel and hang it from the rear view.
Yeah.
And then some people do like the garter belt.
Sure.
I do the cod piece.
Yeah, you do.
It's kind of restricts your vision a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm changing lanes to the right
side.
Because
it's so dang big.
It's big.
You cod up, don't you?
Yeah. But, you know, I got to tell you, as a guy who's used to driving a race car, I use my mirrors.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's real nice. Now, do you ever use it to serve the guac at the parties?
No, I will on occasion use it to play lacrosse with. I'll put a mop handle.
That's
It has a threaded.
Tape it up.
Has a female threaded side on it.
Of course it does.
Just in case I want to play, some like.
The ancient Indian game of lacrosse with a cod piece and a broom handle.
In case that breaks out.
Jeez.
I'm
you
ready.
Are a smart man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm working on my house.
Yeah. I'm contributing to the K-pop empire. Don't you think the four of us in this, even Kaylin just came in, couldn't we be a K-pop band?
I think we could.
If we got those foxy haircuts and shot a dreamy video and did it.
I'll don the cod piece.
Yeah.
I'll get in the tight, stretchy suit.
Yeah, and choreography will all go to the left because I can't turn right ever again.
Yeah. We'll make sure everything goes to the left. We pivot to the left. I feel like we could do something here.
I do, too. I got a dream.
Yeah, we all have to kind of figure out, like, Matt, you could be the studious one.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be the bad one.
I think,
come on, guys.
I want Matt to have bangs.
Yeah, you got to do bangs.
Get bangs on
you
him.
You do bangs. I'll be the dreamer.
Yeah, you will.
I'll just be the guy who's always like,
yeah, there's something coming.
My whole shtick is like everyone does the spin to the left, spin to the left, spin to the left, and then they look at me and I'm kind of just gazing off into the skies, and then you tap me and I go, oh, and I spin.
And that's a wah-wah moment.
Because I feel like they always do the bad boy and the girl and then the sort of teddy bear and then the girls love him. But how about the guys just checked out? Like, I'm constantly, like, we do the costume change, and everyone gets in the black t-shirt and the white slacks, and they come running back out, and I'm wearing a white t-shirt and black slacks, and I'm like, what? Oh, shit, I got to run back in
but
there.
But you might be imperceptibly a little retarded, just tiny bit.
We don't say the word retarded, but we always do the thing where it's like, hey, girl, hey, girl, hey, girl, and then they go to me, and I'm like,
Huh?
Like, what? Like, I was, and then they yell, you're not supposed to bring your phone out on stage. Yeah. I was like, hold on, dude. Yeah. I'm checking my fantasy
league. That's it.
And so I'm the distracted one. And I think it works because I think the girls are like, I got to get his attention.
I got to get his focus somehow.
I was like, yeah, good luck. Yeah. He's always staring at his phone.
Well, you are so, what's Gary?
Gary, I feel like Gary's like a little more of a manager. Like, let me tell you something, Gary.
He's not actually in the band. He's the manager.
Hold on.
I'm the Pearlman?
No.
You're Lou Pearlman. Yeah, you are.
I don't know about that.
Look, I'm telling you, I've learned from playing a lot of organized football that one of the most important roles on that team is not on the field.
That's right.
Statistician. The person that's keeping the
someone that records possessions.
This is a high honor. It's like the person that's keeping track of the equipment, the person that's keeping the stats.
Yeah, and listen, for the lyric, Dat Man, the Stat Man.
Yeah.
Am I right?
But he's not on stage. It doesn't have a context. And this is not a slight, Gary. I think you're taking this the wrong way.
Don't be sad.
You know, maybe you're right. I should look at this from a different
way. In the wings, offering support, keeping stats, making set lists, checking into hotels, and then renting vans.
And then maybe revising set lists.
Do I get to embezzle money?
Yeah.
If we get to that point.
Okay. I'll go full Pearlman.
You go full Pearlman.
What about our Kalen, our lovely Kalen?
Kalen's in the band. He's got to shave. He's got to shave the beard.
Yeah, he does. You're right.
He's got to.
He could do one of those like sharp angular goatees though that have like swirls in them.
Yeah, he could do that. Yeah. He's got the other thing you rarely see in boy bands, which is my dad's famous.
Yeah,
kind of his thing.
Yeah.
It's like, it's always about his dad. You know what I mean? And we have young pictures of his dad
we do.
In clips, you know. Oh, we have to clear
that
clips.
That could be on the monitor behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And he's so like pointing excited. At it a lot. Yeah. And then at some point, he's like tapping me on the shoulder. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, look at the monitor. Look at the Jumbotron. That's my dad from The Rock. And I'm like, who's that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm checking my fantasy
That's
scores
right.
again.
Yeah.
Because I'm the distracted one. And you guys, and we have two songs. Our first song is Hey Girl.
Uh-huh.
But my song is What Girl? Like, I didn't know. And it's a song about not knowing about you until you got my attention.
That's right.
But then I kind of spaced out again.
Yeah.
And then the next one is Sorry Girl. I didn't know it was your birthday.
I didn't even know what day it is today.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I'm in.
You're in?
I'm in.
I think we got this one.
All right, good.
All right, let's see. He's working on a house. Should he replace the wood or strip it? Ooh, I'm into this in my house. I got wood, and I'm replacing some, and I'm stripping some, and I'm lacing some in.
He's a lacer.
Jesus Christ, what a goddamn pain in the ass.
It is a pain, I know. But did you figure it out? And what is? Are you talking about the floor?
I'm talking about the floor.
Yeah.
It's got... The upstairs bedroom has a rubber pad underneath it.
Oh, like a quiet quiet floor.
It's like glued down on both sides, which makes it nearly impossible to pull out the old stuff.
Oh, man. Because off veneers of plywood, right, as you're stripping it out.
I got a funny one for you. Remind me. Remind me.
Okay.
First, let me tell you about Simply Safe. Thinking about getting Simply Safe, but waiting for the holidays when the tech deals come out? Smart move, and now we're here. It is the holidays, people. So go to simplysafe.com/Adam for their amazing holiday offer. Great deal, and they're doing it just for us. Simply Safe, great protection for your home and family. No contracts, no hidden fees, just the best. Simply Safe. Great reviews from CNET, PC Mag, and Wirecutter. Go to simplysafe.com/ace, get the offer. And it is a great offer. We all use it here. These guys are simply the best. Peel and stick, up and running in under an hour. Go online, order what you need, you know, figure out how many doors and openings and windows. Get a break on your homeowner's or renter's insurance as well. Make sure and use the URL of SimplySafe.com/ACE, but use ACE, our URL. It just helps the show. SimplySafe.com/ACE. Offer ends soon. Let's get going. I had a funny, not funny, haha, but I got this hardwood flooring. It's an oak.
Yeah.
It's a good oak. It's like Euro oak, and it's got like, I don't know, everything's metric, whatever, but it's about 7/8 of an inch thick. It's got about 3/16 of an inch of solid on top of it. Oh, we're looking at pictures. Gary's showing us pictures from the internet. It's good looking oak
stuff.
That's
real pretty.
It's 1x7 like plank up top and like 1x10 downstairs.
Wait, anyway, is that your house?
And we're looking at my house.
What's that? Is that your bedroom?
Well, it is, but I tore the whole thing apart.
Is that where you and the little lady reside?
Dan? Not yet.
Okay.
Because they haven't moved in.
Oh, okay.
But I tore the place apart.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm trying
It's a nice room, by the way.
I tore the place apart.
Yeah.
I tore out some interior walls.
Yeah.
Now I have to lace in some new flooring.
Yeah.
And I got to get out the old flooring.
Right.
So I say to my guy, Rob, I say, Rob, here's how we're going to get out that old flooring.
Yeah.
You're going to take that circular saw.
I think it's a plunge cut down.
It's a worm drive.
Yeah.
High point saw.
Yeah.
So you're gonna set the depth of that blade for just at the depth of this stuff, about 7/8. I don't want to cut up the rubber that much. And you're gonna fire it up and you're gonna plunge it.
Yeah.
You're gonna drop it in. You don't even really have to, because I took out a bunch of interior walls.
Oh, you did. Oh.
So there's just
there's a place to start. Gotcha.
So because the flooring goes to the interior wall, you pull it out, blah blah. So I said, just start, cut it down the middle. And then let's dig it out of there.
Yeah.
And he says, okay. And so we're doing this a few days ago, and he's like, he says, you know, the circular saw's got a blade on it with a lot of miles, and we got a lot to cut out here.
Right.
Be good to have a new sharp blade to do this. And I said, that's right. It would. And then he said, you still got that blade over at your other house, just sort of in the garage, like hanging on the wall there? And I said, 7 1/4, combination blade, carbide combination. I said, not carborundum, and combination, carbide combination, carborundum. And I said, yeah, I think I got that blade. I think I got a new blade over there.
Yeah.
And in between 13 podcasts, I like hustle at home. Oh, yeah, the blade's there. I got the blade. I do the blade, doing like a conference call. I literally like pull up in the driveway, like I honk the horn, and like Rob comes out, and I'm like, new blade. And he goes, oh, okay. Give him the new blade. I go, that ought to work.
Right.
Okay. Take off, do a bunch of podcasts, run back at like 1 PM. Rob's just pulling up. So where are you coming from, Rob? Hardware store. So what do we need at the hardware store? I got a bunch of blades, bunch of good blades for the circular saw. I said, oh, what about I just gave you the new blade.
Yeah.
What happened to the new blade? He said, smoked it. Just hashed it. Just smoked it. I said, really? It's a brand new blade. You're cutting oak, but it's ply.
Right.
Oak and ply. Yeah, yeah. Just hashed it, man. Just smoked it. I said, oh, okay. Is it too deep? Are you getting into the rubber or something? No, I got the depth set just fine. I said, well, it's basically plywood.
Right.
It's like 7/8 thick plywood. It's got an oak veneer on the top, but it's a brand new blade. It's not that big a deal. what's the deal? I don't know. It's not happening. I said, oh, okay, all right. You got new blades. You got better blades, you know, more teeth.
Right.
What? The thing about the blades is the cheap ones have like...
Less. Right.
Have like 20 teeth going around it. The good ones have 30 teeth going around. It makes better. And the carbide ones are more, and he gets like, hey, this is the Diablo red one or whatever.
Right.
So I go, oh, okay, just then put on the new blades and give it a shot. And he goes, okay. And I'm kind of vexed. I'm like, okay, I gave you a brand new blade. It's not a great blade. It's a combination blade. Like, it's kind of a $6 blade, but it's not old or worn out or anything. It's just cut and ply. But I'm thinking maybe it's because it's flooring and it's like pushed together or tight or whatever. So, okay. So he goes up there. I said, go put the new blades on. Give it a shot. Puts the new blades on. Comes in there. I walk in. This place is covered with smoke. Smoke smells like someone's been... It's like an ancient Indian ceremony has taken place in the
bedroom.
It's like smoke and smoke everywhere. And I'm like, what's going on? It's like, this fucking floor, man. It's impervious to blades. I said, I don't get it. It's ply. It's 7/8 ply. I don't get it. You got a good blade there. Yeah, I got a good blade. I go, what's going on? I just drop it in. It just starts smoking, man. It just starts smoking. This flooring, there's something up with it. It's so tough, or it's impregnated with something or something. And I go, put another blade on. Put a brand new blade on there. See what happens. He's like, I did. Okay, I'll put another one on. It's like, starts kind of smoke pouring out everywhere. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm thinking. And then I do the thing. Like, I do one more lap. Like, hold on. Maybe the depth is too low and it's getting into the rubber. And like, once it starts sucking up the rubber, it'll start, you know, smoking or whatever. And he's like, no, look at the depth. I got the depth. And I like put the saw down. I put a piece of flooring up. No, the depth is good. And then I go, wait a minute, Rob. I think this blade's on backwards.
No.
If you put a fucking blade on backwards, it does zero. It does zero.
Now, it just burns the wood.
There's a direction. You can kind of see the direction of the blade. The blade looks like it needs to go against the grain. It doesn't. Like, if it was a car tire that had a direction to it, it would look backwards.
Right.
And so I'm like, I think this blade's on backwards. Now the label's facing out. It's like, the label's out. I'm like, and it's weird. Diablo blade doesn't have a sort of a direction. Right. But I'm like, wait a minute. You can't. If you keep dropping a brand new blade into plywood and it's smoking, the fucking blade's on backwards. And he's like, it's not. I said, take that blade, flip it over, drop it back in that plywood. And then I said, one of my favorite things, you better pray this doesn't work. Because you fucking burnt up one blade, then went to the hardware store, then bought three blades, at least 2 hours of my life.
Yeah.
Fucking turned the blade over, dropped it in, just cut like butter. Just
what
like
did he say?
Fucking butter.
What did he say?
He said, I put the label facing out. I said, that's true. But we live in a world with right hand and left hand saws. When I started, you could only use a circular saw with your right hand because the blade was on that side that you could see. I'm left-handed. So when I started in the business, I'm looking at Gary and Gary the manager and Matt Bangboy, the Porcelain Punisher.
I'll take it.
Bangs. Matt Bangboy Bangs.
If you guys can all picture a circular saw with the blade on the left side, and now picture left-handed 19-year-old Adam Carolla trying to cut a plywood and stay on the line, I can't see the blade.
Sure.
I had to learn to cut with my right hand. Somebody figured out we should have right hand and left-handed saws. Obviously, if you're going by the label, the label's going to be out
for
on the right and in on the left,
right.
Rob had a right or left-handed saw. Either way, when you drop it in and it just smoke starts pouring out,
something's wrong.
Unless the wood is possessed.
Yeah.
So I said to him, okay, I'll give you a little pass on the label, but the first fucking blade, that just had the direction.
Right.
That's arrow. A combination.
Yeah, there's an arrow on it, yeah.
Well, the arrow's going the wrong way, too.
Oh, I see.
because they made a bunch of fucking blades for right-handed saws, and they put an arrow on it, and then somebody invented a left-handed saw, and no one did anything with the arrow.
Right.
Not his fault, but when smoke starts pouring out, look at it, yeah. And when you see the blade going the wrong way,
think
turn the fucking thing over.
That's right.
So go ahead. Sorry.
Beacon Roofing, that's roofing right. contractors. Beacon created a new app that saves you time and helps you work more efficiently. It's free. Download it right now at beaconproplus.com. Helps lay out material planning. It's got an innovative estimating tool. Transforms smartphone photos of customer homes into fully measured, customizable 3D models. This works because a lot of times homeowners don't have vision. They can't see what things may look like in the future. This app gives you that entire ability. You do need it. Order materials right from the app, like GAFs, Timberline Ultra HD shingles, with StainGuard Plus technology. Just enter color and quantity, and the app does the rest. Plus, perfect order templates, so you can glide through paperwork that used to take up a chunk of your day. You work hard, now work smart. Download the app today, free, at beaconproplus.com. That's beaconproplus.com.
You know, every time you do a project, yeah. you're going to do like, people go like, how much is it going to cost?
Yeah.
And you're going to go, here's how much. But a certain percentage of that is literally going to be just taking $20, putting them in one of those T-shirt cannons, going down to the LA River, just fucking waiting yeah. for a wind to kick up and just fire it yeah. into the thing.
Right.
I had Rob switching blades, buying blades, getting blades. That whole thing was 3 hours, just him going and buying and whatever the thing, that four boxes of tile was just another, whatever the box, the restock and the drive it back, whatever it is impossible. Now, what I tell people all the time is it's impossible. Now, if I quit my job and then just stay there full time, that'd be great. Like, let's say my wife is a super successful choreographer or some yeah. shit like that, then I could do it, but I can't. Physically right. be there. How can right. I, what can I do when I run home, grab the blade, hand it out my car door window to Rob and go, there's your brand new blade, and split at 10 in the morning. How could I ever anticipate coming back at 1 to a smoke filled room and a bunch of new blades I bought?
Yeah.
You can't do it. Now, if I'm there, yeah. then I'll actually, he'll burn up the first blade and I'll go, what the, and I'll look at it and I'll go, that blade's on backwards, flip it over, and that'll cost me $5.
Yeah.
But if I leave and he's going to hit the hardware store and then come back and put those on backwards and burn those up, now we're into hundreds of dollars.
Do you think, how long do you think it would have taken him without your guidance to figure that this issue out by himself?
I want this to be a teachable moment
okay.
for everyone who's listening.
Started by saying, gather around, children.
Gather around. Grab a knee.
Yeah.
Helmet's not a chair,
right.
gentlemen. I'm speaking to Matt. Bangs. I'm speaking to the man and the manager over there. Gary, I'm speaking to all of you. When you have to process information, right? I had to do this too. I came back, and all I knew was Rob just came home from the hardware store. He's got five Diablo blades. Like, they're the red ones. It makes it tricky because the red ones, Gary will find a picture of, like, the red 7 1/4, like Diablo, whatever. They have a weird tooth pattern
yeah.
versus a standard combination blade that sort of looks like waves. You know
right.
what I mean? It's
That's
just
right.
it's got a direction to
yeah.
it. This one. So here's what I have to process. I come back. What's going on? I had to go to the hardware store. What happened? First blade burnt up. It burnt up? Yeah, man. I barely. How much of it did you cut? Not the Diablo one I'm talking about. The one I'm talking about, Gary, has a weird pattern to it that has multi-directional. Yeah, it's like that. You see, we're looking at it now.
That's
it
right.
doesn't really have a. It has sort of a direction, but yeah. not really
no,
a direction.
You could misinterpret the arrows both ways on that, couldn't
and,
you?
And, well, not that. That I look at the blade itself.
Well, yeah, but
and
look at the
look
arrows.
At it,
the arrows are confusing.
Look at a standard combination blade, Gary, and you'll see an angle. But here's what I'm saying, kids. Gather around.
Yeah.
Grab a knee.
Okay.
Grab a knee. Oh, shit. Let me talk to Andy real quick. Andy?
Hello.
Grab a knee.
Okay.
Now, listen. Here's what I have to process.
Yeah.
What happened in the bedroom? The brand new blade was burnt up. How much did you cut it before you burnt up? It burnt up immediately. Now, I'm in on your false premise.
Yeah.
I'm sucked in. I'm not looking at a saw. I'm not even up in the bedroom. I'm in the driveway. Huh. I guess it was a bad blade or something. I'm sucked into your false premise. It burnt up almost immediately. Well, it's a cheap combination blade. We're cutting Euro flooring.
Right.
Maybe you need a better blade. Good. I got some good blades. Good. Fantastic. You got good blades. Now, show me a combination blade that's not a Diablo. It's just, it'll be silver.
This one just happens to be red. It's not a Diablo.
No. Show me another combination blade. So, here's my point.
Yeah.
I'm bought into your premise. Now you're going to go upstairs and put the good blade on and get with the cutting. Still need a better combination blade, Gary. It'll be one with a direction, a very clear direction. Don't put carbide. Just put combination. So, or you could put ripping blade.
I have combination blade in there.
You could try ripping. All right. So my point is this.
Yeah.
I'm bought into your false premise.
Right.
Now I go upstairs and you're smoking the thing again. That's what a ripping blade looks like,
yeah.
Which is it has a direction to it.
Gotcha.
So now I say, what's going on? But it's vexing me. You put another blade on. Yes. You put a better blade on. Yes. It's a carbide blade. Yes. And it started smoking. Yes. When? Immediately. Now I'm vexed.
Right.
I'm like, I'm walking back to my car going, what the hell is going on up there? Why would it be? But I bought into your premise.
Right.
All I have is the information you've given me, which is these blades are no good. But I keep thinking, is it possible to put a brand new blade on and drop it into?
I kept thinking he was hitting a concrete subfloor or nails or something like that. But go ahead.
But I keep my mind open.
Right.
And my mind isn't, he thinks the floor is possessed.
Right.
I keep thinking, how is it possible? So I said, I want you to do it for me. And he gets up there and he fires up saw and he starts to plunge it, just starts to drop it in smoke, just like a dragster burning out. Right, and right. I'm like, that is so wrong. There's something wrong with this. There's something wrong. And I look at it and the label's facing out and the arrow. He's going, I got the arrow going and everything.
Yeah,
and I'm
like,
swap it. Flip it over.
Yeah.
There's no other choice.
Right.
There's no other choice. And you have to have your mind in that place of, I'm getting all this false information,
right.
But I must process it. It's like an audible.
It's like Tom Brady with audibles.
That's
God's
right.
Sakes. You got to know what to do when you're in that situation, don't you,
Andy?
Yes, sir.
You can stand up now.
Oh, thank you.
You're working on your house.
I am. I've done my fair share of rehabbing, but that's mostly been on. I mean, since I was a kid, really, but that's always been on more modern houses. So what I've got now is a 1916 Chicago brick two flat, and it is just loaded with tons of gorgeous wood. You know, I mean, egg and dart and coffered ceilings and oak bay windows, the whole nine yards. But the thing is, over the last 100 years, every, you know, weekend warrior is taking it on himself to paint over all this wood.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm trying to figure out, and I know you've done a lot of these old houses, Ace, so I'm curious to hear your opinion. At what point do you decide to keep the wood and put the ridiculous amount of effort it usually is into getting the paint off of this stuff, or do you just toss the wood? You know what I mean?
I stripped it all off, and you just get the guys, and they just paint on the stripper, and then they get the heat gun, and they just start stripping. And I tell you, you get a couple of guys that are motivated. You pay them $15 an hour or whatever. You blink your eyes, 3 days goes by, and you'd be amazed at how much. I did an entire house, literally an entire house. Of this.
Yeah, because you can't ever get that wood back. That's
no,
1916. Forget it.
It's a timeless look.
That's
like
right.
Like Danner boots are born from logging and exploration. Danner's a Pacific Northwest original. Every boot is handmade to hold up to an unforgiving environment. They don't
mess around.
Kodiak Bear doesn't apologize.
No, he doesn't.
And near it is a fallen tree. Unforgiving conditions and Danner boots hold up. The Stronghold work boot, 85 years of legendary quality and durability, meets modern construction, technology, and materials. These things are great. They look great.
They're fashion forward, too. You could wear them with jeans if you wanted.
They feel great. They offer the protection and the support you need. They're tomorrow's classic today. The Stronghold work boot. You find your local store at Danner. There's two N's in there. Danner.com. DANNER.com. Danner boots. These guys are the best. All right. So, Stromer.
Yes, sir.
What's your holiday plans?
Ooh, well, the mother-in-law's arrived.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a little judgment, a little judging. It's like a competition of judging. Like,
she judges you?
Why do you do that? Why'd you do it that way? Why'd you make the eggs that way? You
should really?
Make it. Oh, yeah.
I live in a judgment-free
do you?
Zone.
How do you do it?
How does it work?
Is it the people that you've chosen to be around you, or you have established a paradigm where judgment's not accepted?
I have this bizarre happenstance, which is both my in-laws have passed away.
Yeah.
My parents don't know, don't care, don't judge. Lynette's never said a word to me like, you should... You know, I don't know, like you're using the wrong primer on that exterior fascia or whatever. Like I've never had I've had, take Natalia somewhere for the week. I've had, if you leave your socks out, Phil, the lab will eat your socks.
Yeah.
So put your socks in the hamper. I've never had another discussion what to eat, how to do anything. It's sort of insane, but
it's lucky. It's a very lucky thing.
Well, it is. I mean, that part of it's good.
Yeah.
There's a byproduct, which is just not really caring about
that. No one's
much.
Really paying attention.
Right. But
yeah.
But it's like homeless people don't tell you what to do.
No, they don't.
It's kind of that. But it's always weird, like when people go, oh, you know, the honeydews, you got the long list of stuff your wife wants you to take care of, and you want to go hang out in your man cave, and she wants you to do. Never
happened.
Never had a discussion about
it. Man, I might have to move in with you.
Oh, man, we make a marvelous
thing. Imagine?
We'd be rehearsing in the
basement.
Yeah,
we would. We'd bring
time.
Bangs.
Bringing bangs. Gary, bring your clipboard.
You got it.
And have one of those.
He has to keep track of steps, drawing steps.
You got to have the timer, you know, the stopwatch on the top of the clipboard.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should also get one of those accountant style visors, the green see through.
Yes. Visors.
Does your dad have a few of those laying around?
I'm sure he does.
Hey, do you remember?
Yeah, the green
do you
visor.
Remember Partridge Family? The guy, the manager,
Reuben Kincaid.
Reuben Kincaid.
That's right.
God bless you.
You'd be Reuben. You'd be the Reuben Kincaid.
Kincaid Perlman.
Yeah, Reuben Kincaid Perlman.
Where is the great Lou? Oh, Lou Perlman died, didn't he?
He sure did.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, he'll be missed.
Yeah, he
especially
will.
Especially around the holidays. You know, with all the pedophilia.
That's
and
right, sitting on Santa's lap.
That's right.
New meaning.
Yeah, so Gary, get the clipboard, get the stopwatch, get the visor, get the green visor.
Yeah. Right.
The kind... Probably find it like inside a roll top desk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, will Gary be wearing the same outfits or no? He has
no, he doesn't.
So he really is never a part of the stage performance whatsoever.
I would argue he's a more important part of it. It's like, you know, it's like when we do this podcast, sometimes the most important thing you could do is be quiet.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. No, I'm not saying that in a demeaning way. Yeah. I'm saying like, it's a huge part of this podcast.
That's right. Stop saying things.
But not everything. Just most things.
Yeah, that's right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know this all sounds like condescending, but it's not. I'm trying to be instructive.
It's a teachable moment again.
Yes.
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 I understand.
This is our best band meeting yet, guys.
All right. Don't be quiet about Geico.
No, I can't. Because everybody's got a to-do list. Like, you got to drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. How about Ed save hundreds of dollars on car insurance and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything? Why? Go to Geico.com. That's right. In 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. I know a little something about car insurance.
Oh, yeah.
As I'll be utilizing that shortly for Mr. Stromer's arm issues. Extra money in your pocket. You bet. That's the most rewarding to-do you can do today.
Geico. Basic Cable commentary coming up live. Irvine Improv with David Zucker from Airplane.
Oh, I love that.
Naked Gun and all that stuff.
We're going
to break his films down. You can go to chassis2s&y.com and check out all the offerings we have, all the movies. We got a cruise coming up. We got Corolla merch. We got racing merch. You can CorollaRacing.com. Check all that out. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer. Bangs in the manager saying mahala.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Carolla Digital.
Stick around for the AP News.